Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell at it, you're dense. I get word through the street like Bell Atlantic and Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. But pressure bust pipes, I know I spat it to y'all. To know me, to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max. Sweet like Cairo, a soft like Cradle, getting our soft like Cradle.
It's the streets of Sharp Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Giving it to you from a street perspective. It's Mayhem Monday. We in the building, baby. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got my co-host in the Dream Team with me, Styles the God, ICE T Rizzy, and my engineer who bringing you the funk, keeping us all together. OG the Buck.
What the deal, fellas?
My bleed.
Man for some pies and a couple of things to the bullet. Motherfuckers. Yeah.
Mayhem Monday, man. How was your guys' weekend?
Yeah.
no barbecue, but it was good.
Speak for yourself, baby. Woodhill was rocking this weekend. Plenty of barbecue at Woodhill.
Hey man, I want to give a shout out to the rest in heaven, little Manny, aka Lilo. Man, they had a big scene Saturday. You know what I mean? Remembering the one year death of our cousin, little Manny, man. So rest up, Emmanuel Golden Jr.
Street.
But guys, speaking of weekends. I was just so happy. I was sitting on the couch. I was in the man cave just watching baseball, watching basketball. I was so happy to have sports back. But it's been breaking news, guys. Tonight, there will be no baseball for the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Phillies. And, the Miami Marlins and the Baltimore Orioles. You want to know why? And OG the Buck, you said this the other day. The Marlins, they had 7 players test positive, 2 coaches, and at least 13 cases. And tonight's starting pitcher, Jose Urena, he has it. He has COVID-19. So, Styles the guy, going to ask you, start the show off Mayhem Monday. You bring us to put the funk from a young perspective. Let me know, with this being done or this happening over the weekend as they started playing, do you see baseball finishing the season? Or is this a sign that to come that sports cannot defeat COVID-19 right now?
Well, I'm up in the air with it only because of the pure fact that it's 2 highest states that's spiking as far as the COVID concerns. All right, so we got to listen to the names of the teams you name and where the games are being played at, okay? New York and Florida, okay? These are the top 2 places in the United States that has the COVID in that state. So, coming from my eyes, I kind of expected New York and Miami, or Florida, if you want to say, to players, New York or Florida players, and any organization to have a high chance of catching the COVID, not being in the bubble. Okay, so that's how I'm looking at it as far as the MLB is concerned and these games being canceled. I kind of knew Florida and New York, like, you know, that's why I'm so up in the air on the NBA now with it being in Orlando, because it's still Florida, but they're in a bubble. Baseball is not in bubbles. Miami, Florida is just as bad as New York with this COVID spike. And coming from a fan's perspective, you know, I wouldn't have went to no games in Miami or Florida either way, if they had fans or not. But I think that's the case with the COVID right now. I also think baseball will continue because it's these 2 states, you know, and you know, that's my take. I think baseball will continue. They'll figure it out.
Streets, what about you, OG the Buck?
My stance don't change, man. I've been telling you guys this for weeks. The COVID-19 is rampant. It's just like, I'm going to speak for the state of Ohio. You know, we've been doing this thing for like 3-4 months, and we've always been not one of those higher peaking states. But our turn is here. So I want to reiterate just on your question, you know, I want to send some prayers out to one of my guys. You know, my guy, young Killer Cole, who be on the show. He woke up Friday morning having a hard time breathing as he was going to work, 7 in the morning. Make a long story short, he got to the hospital 2 hours later, Cole just woke up yesterday morning. He thought it was still Friday. It's Sunday morning. Well, he done went a little two-day coma, man. Got wound up. He had COVID. You know, he having a hard time breathing. They doing scans on his brain. And, you know, I bring that to say that, man, this COVID shit is real, man. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, months ago when we ain't had nothing to do, we practiced some sports. I'm like, man, what a sport, man. We a safe. I don't know now, man. You know what I'm saying? I go get tested.
Man,
you
scared me?
You know what I'm saying?
God damn, I ain't no cold hat. Oh, I'm staying in the house.
I'm just being honest, man. I say it to bring awareness to it. You know, I set me an appointment up for tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I really went today, but we got the show today. I hope I make it to tomorrow. But bottom line, man, this thing is serious, man. MLB, seven guys with the Marlins with Corona, and they postponing games. That's the world we live in. I told y'all the other day, I don't even think that the hoop's gonna finish. I don't think that I know that the football ain't gonna start on time. And it just shows right here that the baseball ain't gonna start on time. Boo Meeks, man, L Boogie, man, this thing is running rapid, man. You know, I don't foresee any of that finishing up. NBA being in that bubble, like Sal saying, they got a little more control over it. But all it takes for one person to get that. This is an airborne disease. Airborne disease. Not no contact, you know what I mean? Airborne. So it just takes one person to get it in there. One person to get it in there, and then you got that whole bubble in shambles. Make a long story short, man. I don't see the MLB, you know, finishing next season. I don't see NBA finishing next season, even though they're in that bubble and everybody's trying to figure out and see what's gonna happen through them. And football ain't gonna finish. And that's my take.
Whew. When it hits home, sometimes you have a different perspective on COVID-19. I've had someone personally who I knew, he was, you know, my barber for most of my life as I lived in Cleveland from a kid on up till I left to go to college. And when the COVID first came out, he passed away of it, and he had diabetes. So you are a higher risk if you have ailments, if you, you know, are older and things like that. So it's just very hard to swallow when you see these cases, 13 that just happened, and you look on social media and you see AAU tournaments playing like nothing ever happened with people in the stands, parents. So, are we really taking this serious?
Or if you don't mind me jumping in real quick.
Hold on.
I definitely don't
want to
interrupt.
OG the Buck.
Go ahead. My bad.
I'm saying, what do youth organizations do? They're in a pickle. You see your coaches have catched it, or a parent. And it's a thin line because, yes, you want to continue youth sports, you want to continue these things, but doing around the world, we have to consider that. But before, I know we're up against the break, but go ahead, OG the Buck, I'm done with my take.
I mean to cut you off, I didn't mean no disrespect. I just was trying to reiterate on something you said your man, Barbara, he has died of COVID, may he rest in peace. But you also stated that he had an underlying condition, and it was more common for him to have caught it because of that and wasn't able to fight it off. I just want to be able to reiterate that, you know, it's not like that in every case. Like, my man Cole, 32 years old, and he never had nothing wrong with him, you know what I'm saying? Very healthy, new kid. This guy works out every day, tip-top shape, you know, he gets trained, he does tip top shape. Was nothing wrong with him. So I just wanted to, for our caller to be aware. I mean, I'm sure they are. I'm going to say he educates on this. But you don't necessarily have to have no underlying condition, no extensive medical history to catch this thing and be fighting for your life. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there for everybody. You know what I mean? Young, old. I'm looking at CNN the other day, a 10-year-old African-American child. 10 years old, died from this thing. I think it was Saturday. So, you know, that age shit, that underlying conditions, man, that's out the window, man. Anybody can get this thing. Anybody can die.
That's my point. That's my point when I say that we have the youth sports out here playing these sports, running around with this COVID-19. Yes, you want them to continue to play, but they're at high risk as well. Just as though a 30-year-old, you know, it has no discrimination on age, race, color, or gender at this time. It's the streets. When we come back, we're going to stay up in the NYC, man. We're going to talk a little NFL over the weekend. Mega trade, Jamal Adams to the Seahawks. We want your take. We're going to get it from the Dream Team. I'm your host, L Boogie. We come to you Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. And don't forget, world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners, but something must have got in us cause all of us turned to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition, keeping this weapon best and speak at a western society. Cause it provides us with the proper insight to guide us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go, but as long as we leave and even we'll be leaving with some kind of dope. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers, keeping it real, packing still, getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly. I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now freshened. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I puss from my soul cause it's pain in my brain vein. Money maintained, no go against the grain, simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, they jewels, and rip their green cards. Dip to the project, flashing my quick cash and got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is rich, are doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I sit on the block, loose cracks, produce stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. It's Mayhem Monday. We back. I'm your host, L Boogie. This part of the show is brought to you by the Collinwood Cobras. We appreciate it. Sponsored by them. Hey, listen. This COVID-19 is serious. They just canceled some games in the MLB, Marlins, Orioles. But one of the big stories over the weekend, make the trade in the NFL. Jamal Adams from the New York Jets, football Jets, has been traded to the Seattle Seahawks for 2 first-round picks and veteran safety Bradley McDonald. And the Seattle gets Adams and a 4th-round pick in 2020. After the trade, it was shots fired by your boy, OG the Buck, Le'Veon Bell. He tweeted, "People do all the hooting and hollering to get you brought in just to leave, LOL." Like, people weird, yo. The internet got these dudes doing whatever for attention, even when they tell you they don't believe themselves. Later on, Adams responded on his tweet, noted, "See you week 14. Le'Veon Bell goes back and, you know, back and forth and says, noted what? LOL, that you lied? But basically saying, hey, man, I talked to you on the phone. If it's a better situation for you, I applaud you. I hope it works out well. We're going to ask you, Styles the Guy, first. How do you grade the trade for each team, for the Jets and the Seahawks? Who won? And what do you give them from A to F, each team?"
Well, to me, in my eyes, the Jets won. Okay? Jamal Adams did not make his team better in no kind of way on the defensive end of the field or the offensive end of the field by helping them become a winning team or even an even playing team in the NFL. They were bottom of the barrel trash, and he's considering himself one of the best safeties in the NFL this year. And in my eyes, if you are considering yourself one of the best, and that means top players, you have to make your team better. You have to make them a winning team, no matter where you're at. Christian McCaffrey had nothing but bombs. It's a different side of the ball, but he helped his team win. He made people around him better. Earl Thomas, he goes to the Ravens. They defense, yeah, they were good, but he brought them to another level. Honey Badger and Kansas City Chiefs, they were terrible. But when he got there, he brought that defense to another playing level. He brought a different perspective to the game. Jamal Adams has yet to do that in my eyes. So I feel like the Jets has won with 2 first-rounders, a 3rd-rounder, and a safety on top of that. Seattle, you never know who you would have got in the first round coming out. You never know what type of athlete they could have been panning out to be. So giving up those picks, Seattle lost in my eyes. I got to see what Jamal Adams do to try to even out the trade. But in my eyes, I think the Jets won. That's my take.
Streets. OG the Buck, you're into this football thing heavy. You're a football, you know talent. Sometimes you have to give up some to get a lot or give up a lot to get one impact player. Was it worth it? Who won in your opinion?
Absolutely not. Definitely not worth it. 2 first-round picks, man. Who that guy think he is? Minka Fitzpatrick? Minka came over. And a third. Oh, God. Yeah, you know, Minka came over, and we got 1 first-round. We gave up 1 first-round draft pick, which I thought was a lot, but, you know, he played up to it. But, like, man, you know, like Sal said, we ain't going to beat the dead horse, man. You can't give up 2 first-round picks, man. And like you said, a third for one kid that ain't even really proven out here. The kid, Jesus, don't get it twisted. But is he worth 2 first-round? Man, I don't. I'm just trying to think of any safe to anyone. Now, he definitely not worth 2 first-round picks. He probably was worth that third. But, you know, I'm gonna tell you what the bad part about it, and my take is real quick. I said it, and we can go back on Blog Talk Radio and listen to the show. The prisoners do not run the asylum. Anytime these spoiled ass millionaire athletes get a chip on their shoulder and don't want to be in a certain city, here we go running to the agent demanding trade. This thing needs to stop, man. Even with my guy Fitzpatrick, man. You guys sign these contracts. When you sign them, you all good. Get that upfront money in. You get, you know, it's all good a week ago. But now when you get unhappy and something going on and I don't like this coach and they bought this cat in, now we want to get to crying the wolf, man. Nah, man. Fulfill your obligation to the team, man. Fulfill your obligation to your contract. If you ain't want to be there, you shouldn't have signed it. You should have signed your 1-year or 2-year deal. Those are your options. These guys sign these 4-5-year deals and opting out after the second year, you stuck. They should start blackballing these guys like they did J.R. Ryder, them, man. You stuck. You don't want to play? Don't play. Just go home. And next man up. And that's my take. Boogie,
kind of street. Oh. I'm my fault. I'm kind of baffled at Pete Carroll doing these type of moves. You only do those type of moves at premier positions. Your left tackles, like, you know, Tunsil and with the Texans with Miami. You do that with the Jalen Ramsey, as he plays corner, he plays a premier position. You know what I mean? You give up, you know, 2 first-rounders for that. But for a safety, and a strong safety at that, who's only has 4 interceptions, I just don't get it. I hope he has that scheme that he runs that's going to put him in a great position, maybe like, you know, Chancellor was when he played with the Legion of Boom and bring that hitting back with Wagner up the middle. The only way that it's a success is that they're in the NFC Championship game from here until 2024. Because if they don't make the playoffs, the Jets get 2 great picks, their pick plus Seattle's pick. So Seattle better hope that they make the playoffs and the pick doesn't hurt them in the long run. And they go far in the playoffs as well. So, that's my take. I think the Jets won, but hey, remember, the Browns did the same thing and gave up the 8th pick for Julio Jones, and they did nothing with those picks. So, it's all about the GM. Don't forget, he also got out of there maybe strategically because he said some things about the owner, those racial and sexist remarks. So maybe he did the spoiled brat thing, as you said also, OG the Bug, and talked his way up out of there. Street. Man, we halfway through the show. We got NBA, WNBA news. When we come back, give you our quick takes on that, then we going to get in the asylum. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. It's your host, Boogie, STG, Ice, T-Row, the engineer, OG the Buck. And don't forget, world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
Double lie. I ain't telling no lies. I ain't telling no lies.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew? Who knew?
switched up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Back seat blowing propane. All black, fire, gold chains. Young rich nigga boss up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RC, we for show bang. Tiny Lopes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope gang? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? But you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change. Fucked up when the dough bashed. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they clothes change. Had to part with the low face. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-by, that was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJs, tryna make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Tryna double up,
yeah.
Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us.
Continue, man. Let's give a shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs, Laurent, Irenae Tardif, man. He's given up his football career for two medicine. He's a med student. So let's give a shout out to the starting right guard of the Kansas City Chiefs. Played six seasons. He thinks he's doing something better for the community and the people. Shout out, Mr. Irenae Tardif. Want to give him a shout out. Shout out to WNBA for giving their tribute to Black Lives Matter and Breonna Taylor. Shout out to the WNBA. Watched a couple games. Hey, man, WNBA, they doing their thing, man. Shout out to the women. NBA news. Lou Williams was seen in old Atlanta, Georgia. And we know old Lou, man. And see, if some of us don't know the background of Lou, man, Lou got two wives, man. Lou lived with two women. They have a nice relationship. And Lou had to go to Atlanta for personal, for family issues. And while he was there, he stumbled to get some food at Magic City, taking a photo with the rap. So I'm just going to ask you, Styles the guy, now as it's going to 10-day quarantine, just really quick, what do you think about old Lou getting caught up in Magic City? And he just said he was there to get something to eat, and he said, you know how the food is at Magic City. What do you think about that?
Man, that's sweet Lou, man. That's sweet Lou, man. He run around with two girls, man. The NBA know what's going on. They know what's up with sweet Lou. That is sweet, sweet Lou, man. They got to stop this, man. They got to cut it out. They gave the man leave. Regardless of what it was for, he had a good enough excuse to be on leave. Now they want to have a problem because the man won't get a bite to eat. Where it's a little booty and a little music playing. He could go sit down and get something to eat where it's a little booty and music playing. I don't see nothing wrong with that. If I'm a multi-millionaire, do I want to go to Magic City and get something to eat when I got a little time, a little spare time, or do I want to order takeout? Do I want to get DoorDash or whatever it is? I want to go sit down in Magic City. I'm a multi-millionaire. I'm going to go sit down in Magic City, eat some food. I'm well known. Of course, people are going to want to take pictures with me. This is legitimate anywhere I go. I could have been at Whole Foods getting a plate, and somebody would have came there and asked to take a picture of me. I am sweet Lou. That's my take.
Street. Oh, sweet Lou, huh? OG the Buck. Sweet Lou get caught up in Magic City. What do you think about that, man?
Yeah, I'm in the bitch with Sarah. Got a head full of sex, better grab it. Rather I make it, I make it. I'm in the bitch with Sarah. Got a head full of sex, better grab it. Rather I make it.
I had Sweet Lou on to make it rain on them hoes, man.
What would you do if you was me, sir?
Ain't nothing wrong with wanting to make it rain, baby.
You know what I mean? You ain't never had $1 million before. Lou Williams is going to kill him and kill somebody else. Boy, you better protect this thing serious and know what you got going on. You sitting in them strip club with Lil Boo Boo and Lil Chi Chi and them if you want to. You better get yourself back to that bubble, boy, for you die. You got to be kidding me. I'll take a whole food burger real quick before I take that flesh sandwich. Lou Will, get out of Magic City. Boy, them flesh sandwiches ain't no good, boy. Get yourself out of Magic City and get to Orlando, Florida, and get to winning them games, man, and get you on the ship, man. Making it rain. Are you kidding? And not my take.
Street. And I'm going to say this. You're selfish, Lou. You're selfish, Lou. I don't understand how you incriminate others. I'm mad at the rapper. How did you do that? You knew you weren't supposed to do that.
Keep painting.
So I'm mad at the rapper for incriminating old Lou. We're going to keep it street. But I agree with Georgie the Buck. You're selfish, Lou. You're supposed to be trying to win an NBA championship, and you don't protect yourself. And that's one of the, what you call it, spike states. So, oh,
what
sweet Lou, I'm very.
What if he T-painting? I'm in love with a
what
T-bird.
If he...
She riding, she rolling. She riding, she rolling. I'm in love with a stripper. What if he in love with a stripper? He T-painting.
Lou like them women, man.
Lou got two of them. He the only dude in the NBA run around with two girls, man. He the only dude in the NBA run around with two girls from the beginning, man. Since I've been in high school, he had two girls. Sweet Lou, we know this.
Lou living like the Muslims, baby. He's got 2-3 wives.
Yeah.
What up, Lou?
He loves the strippers.
Man, I'm going to start with you on this one, OG the Buck. Preseason games, you've seen more action. This season starts Thursday. And I just want to ask you, you've been watching. What are you impressed by over the weekend? Just, you know, what do you think's been going on with the COVID-19 and how the guys are playing? You see any change of play in any guys or teams?
Few things stand out, you know. How it just seems, I won't say more balanced, but it seems more competitive, man. Like, everybody is healthy. Like, you know, Sal said the other day, you got the Bo kid, Manu Bo's son, man. You want to rock him before this. They're like, everybody getting healthy, man. Everybody is feeling themselves. You know, what I do like about it is I kind of like what they doing with the no crowd, but they got the sound effects. And I just think that as a whole, like the NBA is just going to be played a lot different, of course, with the pandemic. But I like it, man. I like it. I just hope these guys can stay healthy. I hope they can take this thing serious, like, you know, like your upper echelon guys like LeBron, man. Take this thing serious, man. Don't be in this bubble, man, and quit running in and out, and taking cheeseburgers, taking flesh sandwiches, whatever y'all doing. Let's just go at it 100% hard, man, and keep everybody safe, keep everybody healthy, man, and let's make the best out of the worst situation, man. And that's what I think, bro.
Streets, STG, what's your take?
I love it. I've been glued to the TV. I'm loving it. I'm also loving the fact that you can hear what's going on in the background as far as the bench, the coaching. These NBA players are teaching our younger generation, you know, how to have fun, man. You know what I mean? Like, I own an AAU program. I'm an AAU travel basketball coach. I deal with tons of kids, man, hundreds of kids. And one thing I've seen in these kids, I don't want to say they're taking basketball too serious at a young age because you have to take it serious, but these kids are taking it so serious where they're not having fun. They don't even get if a dude pass you the ball and you score a layup to say, yo, good pass. Okay? And the NBA, by not having the crowd there, the players on the bench are showing the play, these youth players and these younger generation players coming up, how to have fun while you're serious about your craft. That's the number one thing that I really love about hearing this thing going on during these scrimmages. I love watching these dudes have fun, being healthy, and I love learning from them. You know, with no fans, you know, you can pay attention to a lot more stuff and you can learn a lot more things, you know, at least in my eyes. So I hope the youth is doing the same thing. I know we got a lot of our youth kids calling there and listening. I hope they're listening right now. They need to start having fun playing the game they love. They got to fall in love with it, man. Like, really see these NBA players for what it is. Like, they love playing basketball. They having fun. It's not, they're not mad 100% of the game. That's my take.
Streets. I think that we're seeing a lot of, like you said, only thing, I'm my old school a little, because it's just guys are giving up layups to throw it back out for somebody who to shoot a three. It's like the game has really evolved and changed so much. And if you are a big man such as Shaq, I would have felt sorry for Shaq coming out. He would be a second round pick and maybe play 20 minutes a game. They would not look at Shaq as that guy if he was in this era. That's just my opinion. You know, I think they should play music. I think the players would be more turned. You know, you got the crowd noise, but I think they should play more music and you just be more fun and guys be more wheeling and dealing. You know what I mean? That's what I think. But great take, guys. We're gonna get in this queue. When we come back, we're gonna see who's gonna keep their street cred and who's gonna get a street name. It's Boogie, the Dream Team, T Rizzy, ICE. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street.
Hey, Justice, religious.
Somewhere.
Just blaze.
Surviving R. Kelly, Reggie, stupid and fast. Try to beat all my niggas and spread the shit around. Got a gasoline galley where I quote the Quran. It's a mansion full of guns till I pass the baton. Out by my head, you know it's next. I say my prayers, hands across my chest. Breaking shackles, I'm that nigga disobeying his master. Patient chasing, standing still, it's a fucking disaster. Emmett Till, the mean shoes. Can I live? My mama rent due. Penal system, come to the source, Benzino with Tino. She don't wanna see it unless it's a Kino. It ain't really real until it's a kilo.
Damn.
I just spoke to Meech, I think I'm Pacino. I just spoke to Meech, I think I'm Pacino. Big time, I just do it big time.
Hey.
All my niggas really do it big time.
Damn.
Little niggas, but we do it big time.
Big time.
Started with a nigga rock, now I'm big time.
I'm trying to stick with hoes.
I'm
trying to stick with hoes.
A Philly.
sir.
You know you big time. Big time. It's your time to shine. Shine, shine, shine.
Big time. Streets of Talk and Sports Talk Show. With a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, it's Mayhem Monday, July 27th. Hey, man, we don't come on tomorrow, so shout out to my son, my oldest born, Deontay, a.k.a. D. Wiggs, man. His birthday tomorrow. He out there representing the country, man. He in the Navy, so he's on that water, water. So shout out to old D. Wiggs, man. Hey, how about we in the building, baby? We were talking about COVID-19 and how it's already disrupted the Major League Baseball season with teams postponing. 13 cases for the Miami Marlins. They were supposed to play the Orioles today. And the Phillies and the Yankees have been canceled. World, what do you think about that? What do you think? Is the season going to continue? Will they complete the season? Jamal Adams, the blockbuster trade. Seattle sending two first-round picks, a third-round pick, and a veteran, Bradley McDonald. Then you have, secondly, what you think about that trade, world? And then lastly, the NBA, WNBA, the news. Lou Will caught up in Magic City, getting him something to eat. Now he has to go in a 10-day quarantine. Oh, my. It's the street.
For making it rain.
For making it rain. Bands to make you dance. To make you dance.
Hey, so I'll shout out to Kyrie. Say Kyrie donated $1.5 million to the WNBA. You want to touch on that real quick?
Yeah. Big shout out to Kyrie for that one, man. He donated $1.5 million to the WNBA players that are not playing, that opted out for the season due to the crisis that we're going through right now as a culture. They want to keep protesting and keep fighting against this Black Lives Matter thing. So a lot of WNBA players opted out. So Kyrie Irving donated $1.5 million to make sure those girls were okay while they opted out the WNBA season. That was big.
Shout out to old Kyrie, man. We always talk about Kyrie, man, on the negative side a lot of times, but we got to shout out the good things about old Kyrie, man. Shout out to Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Well, we got a female caller. She's calling in. She can't help it. She was brought up in it with her family. She's always has her take on it, man. What the deal? It's a pretty face, man. What's it on the show today? Pretty face, you in the building?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you
can
now.
Can you hear me?
Can hear you now.
The building, baby. You know I got to represent for the ladies and all the girlfriends.
Right.
Definitely. But I heard you all talking about the COVID and the sports. And first off, you know, just born and raised in Cleveland, it's just in my blood to, you know, just be a sports fanatic. So I have to shout out to the Indians with their strong start. They're 2-1 right now, you know, but being in Cleveland, I could switch real quick, but we're going to stay positive, you know. And it's just this COVID thing. It seems like we're in a movie right now. You know, it doesn't seem real. And then you hear about people that are close to you that get it, you know, and I'm in the education system and it's just, you know, scary. You don't want to go back to teach. You don't know because, you know, you're around germs all day, you know, kids sneeze and cough. But then now I might be looking like, hold on. You know, is that COVID? You know, you just always just looking around. It's like you got this chip on your shoulder because you don't know who has it, how long it's going to take to kick in, you know, all those things. And it's just kind of hard with the sports world because that's what's kind of keeping us sane. right now, you know, like all the sports people, like even though, you know, I'm a female, I love watching sports. And, you know, those nights where you got the Monday night football or, you know, the baseball's on, the NBA's on, WNBA, but it's different now. So it's like, this is our new norm. How do we stay sane? Sports, we didn't realize, well, I know I didn't realize, but it kept you normal. You know, it kept your mind right. You know, it created some type of balance. So that's just crazy. And I always just wonder, like, when is it going to be over? Are we ever going to be able to live a normal life again? Like, those just small things we took for granted. You know, just walking in the store, just breathing in air, going to a Cavs game, just going to the concession stand. You wasn't worried about getting no sanitizer then, you know, or looking at everybody, wondering where everybody's been. So, you know, just wondering when life's going to get back to normal. And finally, Lou Williams. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Now, my thing is, did he go to Magic City to get some chicken wings, or was he throwing money at the wings, if you know what I mean? Because if he got caught throwing a couple of dollars, then he in the wrong. But if he was just sitting there eating, I'll take his time. But if he was throwing the fans, I can't support it.
Let me ask you this as a parent, parent to be, and you deal with the youth as well. I'm just going to ask you, how do you feel about parents still letting their kids participate in youth sports at this time, like with AAU basketball and what we're going to have coming up, football or flag football in certain states and regular football? As a parent, I mean, how do you take this? Just want your opinion on that.
As a parent and as a coach, you know, because, you know, I help with the basketball, and I don't want any parts of it because you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where the other kid has been, who in their family has been tested. You know, so even though, once again, with adults, it plays mind games, but with the kids, it plays mind games too because, you know, they want to be active. But at the same time, I'm just not comfortable being around other student athletes, even coaches. I just, being in that environment, you can't be comfortable because it's like this thing in the air, literally, and you don't know when it's going to get you. So I don't support it.
Street.
Sir.
Yeah. So, and OG the Bug, you got any questions for old Pretty Face?
One question for you, young lady. If Lou Williams was in there throwing them bands, helping those young ladies out that's not really able to get their bread because of the COVID, Lou Williams might have been looking at it as a community justice as far as helping ladies out and helping them pay their bills. You know, Lou probably threw about 10 grand in there. There's nothing positive that could be come out of Lou helping the ladies out in a time of need right now? Or is this all bad?
Oh, no. I'm all for that. But he can't say, you can't say, I just went there for something to eat. You get what I'm saying? You can't cover up the whole
man up.
I'm all for, you know, the support, but you can't say you went in there to get some chicken wings. Because you know they're going to look into it and make it a bigger deal than what it is.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to put that on the record. I know you support women getting a couple dollars. You know, Lou ain't in there throwing no hundred. Lou in there throwing them bands.
Bands. Okay. Bands will make her dance. For real.
I like your daddy.
For real.
Man, great take on Mayhem Monday. And I appreciate you giving the shout out to the ladies, man, plus black women lives. So we appreciate you. Thank you. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street.
Appreciate
when we
that.
Come back, we know people hanging on the line is here. Who's the big dummy of the day? I'm going to have a surprise for y'all. I know who y'all think it is, but I'm going to tell y'all who the big dummy of the day is when we get back. It's Boogie. It's T-Roll. It's STG. It's ICE. And it's OG the Buck. Streets, baby. Let's go.
The hottest triples patino, mixing Belong with Valentino. I wore a pink ring just for the vino. I keep a G like it's Encinos. I take the beat just like I'm Debo. I shoot my shot like a free throw. Opportunity when knocking at your door, but nigga was blocking the keyhole. 1.5 on the wedding. I bet she never forget it. I bet your niggas are deadly. 200 lessons forget it. I got my niggas on call. You got some niggas on style. Pay no attention to y'all. Got you my cushion to fall. Rich up me up, yeah. That's on me, baby. They bitch call 150. And I bought three, baby. You know what's going on. Stop chasing me, baby. I'm the big dog. You need to flee, baby.
Yellow bees in my dog. See all this shit I got on with a splash of expensive cologne. Got her all in the zone. Slurping the sis in the moan. Switch up a hit in the homie, she want it. Be gone for a while, it be on in the moment. Don't rap from it, walk right up on the opponent. For rapping and trapping, I'm truly the king. It's still trying to see how I do everything. From movies to business to politics, real estate. Used to take risks with the shit on the interstate. Now I make moves to make sure my kids are straight. Hold up, let me get this straight. Her giraffe shouldn't be worried about the ways of a turtle. One eat from the trees and one eat from the dirt. You tough on your son, but you timid in person. That shit counterfeit, shit get paid for your verses.
They be so good, make her go in a perk. That how I find out Pee Wee win the perk. Now all I demand is all I deserve. Came in the bitch and I had it my way. Go down for respect, let your dad out the way. Looking for smoke, you can have it your way. For patience to spare, I don't have it to play. And beside that, nigga, down trap on the way.
Got out the line on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Hey, race on me, I keep the blue strip.
Blue strip.
She licking on me like Cool Whip.
What?
Left my hoe, I got a new bitch.
New bitch.
New Bentley on my truck. Shoot. Might get the lamb truck too. Ooh, got a new chopper finna shoot. Cut. Got a bitch jumping through the hoops. Got a money racket to the roof. I got your girl, she on me. She bad, I can't leave her lonely. Why the roadie looking phony? Why these niggas tryna clone me?
This is Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. It's Mayhem Monday. I'm your hotel boogie. I got the team with me. We in the building, baby. We done came to that time of the show. We gonna be real, real brief. We was contemplating before the production meeting, giving it to good old sweet Lou. But you know what? I ain't even gonna give it to Lou. You know who I'ma give it to? I'ma give it to Atlanta's own, the rapper, Jack Harlow. Look him up. Oh, Jackie. Why would you take a picture with Lou, post it on Instagram, and then, I made a mistake, and then delete it? I'm here today. You're going to say, oh, that was a picture from last year. So for Mayhem Monday, July 27, 2020, old rapper Jack Harlow, you are the big dummy of the day. You just got my man, he got old sweet Lou a 10-day suspension, man, in quarantine. 10-day suspension like they do in high school. Oh, yeah, he got 10 days. It's that time of the show. STG, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. Big shout-out to my fiance, man, that called in on the show today. World, I love her so much. She's pregnant with my baby. She is the world to me. She's the illest fiance ever in the world, man. We've been together for 6 years, world. And listen to what I'm saying very carefully. Black love. Black love. We have not had one argument yelling at each other with high voices in 6 years. We talk. She's the best woman in the world to me. That's my shout out. Yeah.
Street.
OG the Buck. Any shout outs before we get out of here?
The world, bro. Man. Just young lady. That's my man. Look, oh man, we're gonna study pray for you, man. Get well, bro. You can push through it. And that's it, man. Appreciate it, bro. Keep working, man. You know, this came out, they got a hospital. They fell up, you know, in the hospital. And you got no business, man. The people that they be dying, man, without nobody on their side, man. I hate it, man. We ain't getting no answers. If you out there listening, dog, we praying for you as well. Get well, bro. I'm going to shout out all the essential workers, man, that's fucking this COVID thing, that's trying to get everything back on pace. Well, it's hard, but I'm going to shout you out. Keep grinding, bro. We love you. SDG, ICE, Dick Rowe, Boogie. Appreciate you guys, man, on this AM Monday. Look forward to seeing you guys on Box Out, man. Say a prayer for me, man. 10 o'clock tomorrow, I will definitely be at the clinic. Say a prayer for me, man. With that being said, here's me, brother.
Man, shout out to old Killer Cole, man. Hope you get well. Shout out to, like I said, my son, his birthday tomorrow. We not on tomorrow, so shout out to you, OD Wig. Shout out to Pretty Face. Appreciate you coming on the show today. I love you. Ain't not like a father and daughter's love. Shout out to the essential workers. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in all over the world. Want to give you a shout out. If you missed the show, go to blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, The Streets is Talking. And don't forget, world, keep inspiring us and picture us rolling. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell
a whole lot of girlfriends.
Wish me luck.
We out of town and we love you.
Picture me rolling, roll. You know, there's some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pang, Sai, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. And picture me rolling.